I probably said this already, the schmooze, the bass, the first part of the schmooze. But, okay, I don't remember when. I probably, within the guys who were here for 3 years, I assume they heard it one time, at least. Maybe three times already. It's in one time. Last year, I don't think I said it, because last year we were in Queens, so I don't think I said it. I heard this schmooze many, many years ago from Rav Zeido Epstein. Rav Zeido Epstein was a very, very chashuv gadol. We went to Rav Zuckerman in Israel. We asked him who the Bavli Musar we should speak to. He told us we should go to Rav Zeido. He says, already in Europe, he was a shame dover. Those were his words, shame dover. And Rav Zeido was already, he said, in Europe, was really famous. So he was a pretty chashuv person, basically. Was obviously born in Europe. His parents moved to America. He stayed behind. He moved into the Mashkiach's house of Grudna, but he was a Ben Bias. I don't know if he moved in there, but he was a very, very close to the Mashkiach of Grudna. That was Shimon Shkap's yeshiva. He was one of his very closest Talmidim. He put out his Sefer of his Shmuzim after the war, two volumes, Imre Shlomo. And then right when the war broke out, he came to America. He was a yeshiva in RJJ, which doesn't exist anymore. That yeshiva was the old yeshiva on the east side, one of the oldest yeshivas. And then later he moved to Israel, became the Mashkiach and Rav Scheinberg yeshiva. Okay, anyway, so the very chashuv gadol. So he said the following shmooze. It says in Tainus, there's a Mishnah, that the Hoya Yom in Tovim was Shimon ben Gamliel, that there were two main Yom Tovs, Tisha B'Av, Chamish Asar B'Av, and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says Yom Kippur, we understand, it's a day of Mechila, so it's a big Simcha, you get Kapara. What's the greatest Simcha of Tu B'Av? Right? Tu B'Av, what's a big deal? Right? We keep Tu B'Av, we barely notice it, you know. You don't say Tachon, that's basically it. So the Gemara is different shatim, but you have to do it. It's like the biggest simcha after Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur, okay, because you get forgiven for all your aveiras, and Tu B'Av. So the Gemara is different shatim. One shot is that the people in the Midbar stop dying after 40 years. They stop dying on Tu B'Av. That's when, so okay, the big simcha. So the Gemara says, Rabba of Rav Yosef Ner Tavayu, Yom Sheposil Minikros Atzim La Amaracha. That it was a day that they stopped cutting the wood for the korban for the Atzim. The Tanya Rabbi Ozer called Omer Mechamisha of Ozer Vaveina. Toshesh Kocha Shuchama, the sun gets weaker. Gloya Karsim Atzim Aracha Vishen Yavashim. So what Rashi explains is that they brought the wood on the Mizbeach, a special korban Atzim, I believe. Have a certain amount of wood for the whole year, and the wood would be also if it had worms in it. So what they would do is they would have to cut the wood and then dry it in the sun, and once they got Tu B'Av, they had to stop because the sun was lost its strength, and they had to wait till maybe closer to the next season to, you know, because you need a certain amount of hot summer days to dry out the wood. So they had to cut it. You know, they needed, it had to be finished cutting before Tu B'Av so that it could dry out. If you would cut the wood after Tu B'Av, then it wouldn't dry out in time, and then there would be still a chashash of worms, and then you couldn't use it for the carbon. Okay, that's the Gemara. Gemara is very ambiguous, so why is that such a big simcha? So there are two pshatim, I remember. I don't remember who says them, regretfully. I don't ask for it, but I do have a Mishnayis. So the pshat that Rav Zeide was working with is in the Mishnayis. So we know that one's Mokro. But I remember a two pshatim. One pshat is, what's the big simcha? So one, I'm pretty sure it's in the Rishayim. It's probably in the Miri here, but I don't have a Miri and Tainis at home. One pshat is that the simcha is that they have more time to learn. In other words, till Tu B'Av, they had to take off a certain amount of time every day to cut the wood. So even though it was a mitzvah, it was Teichet Talmud Torah, but for it, you want to learn. Talmud Torah is a connected kulam. So now that mitzvah, they were patted from that mitzvah, there's a yantav. Shazef is probably a schmooze, you know, you get an, and I assume that they weren't spending all day cutting wood. All Klai Yisrael weren't spending all day. You know, they had all Klai Yisrael to cut, so you know, had to spend an hour a day. I don't know, people, you know, you had a, you know, a few million people in Klai Yisrael to cut. I don't think it was, they divide up the jobs. So, you know, they spend an hour a day, whatever it is, and it's not like they were bevatuing. They were doing a mitzvah, getting ready for the Beis HaMikdash. And, you know, but now that they were popped from that mitzvah, oh, it's a big, that's the greatest yontif. That's a pretty, and that's probably also a shmooze. The greatest yontif. Yeah. But the Tiferes Yisrael says a different pshat, and this is the pshat that Rosaita was going at. It says as follows. Umishum the Oz Zachel Ligmor Malachas Hashem. The yontif is that they finished the mitzvah. Vasu yontif. We finished the Beit HaMikdash, we made the Simcha. Gamra Shal Taira, we finished the Simcha Taira. Shechiyana v'giyana nesmanahu. Right? When you get to finish a mitzvah, Simcha Taira is a big mitzvah. You make a siyam, it's a big mitzvah. Okay. That's the pshat. So Rav Zeido asks a very simple question. He says, Mistama, not every year was the same thing. There were good years and bad years, whatever different reasons. Weather, people maybe didn't do such a good job, people were lazy, whatever. He says, so on a year that came to B'av, and they looked at the warehouse, in other words, if that, apparently it's not like Pshat is that they had overflowing, or else they would have stopped before to B'av, there's no point. Pshat, they didn't really know. So comes a year, it gets to B'av, they look in the warehouse, oh, Baruch Hashem, we got a nice amount, we'll probably be able to make it nicely, B'ravcha, through the year. Okay. See, but what happened a year, come to B'av, whatever reasons, either the workers were a little lazy, it was raining, whatever different cheshbonos, comes to B'av, they have to stop, and they say, you know, it's going to be pretty tight. I don't know how we're going to make it through the year, you know, we're going to have to be skimpy on the wood. Says, why is that such a big simcha? Forget it, it should be a depression. You know, we wanted to cut more, we need more. We look around, the warehouse is only half full. We need to cut more wood. The bell rang. It's over. That was his question. So he said, I remember a very big insight. He said that every mitzvah is precious. And even if you didn't do it so good, it's also precious. And he said, the person has to be happy. He did a mitzvah. He did a half a mitzvah. Where's a mitzvah? Drowdig! I could have done more mitzvahs. So I see. The guy makes $100 million. You're gonna make $200 million. But you should be happy. You made $100 million. You gotta be happy. Right? I mean, Rav Zuckerman basically said the same thing. That you have to be, quoted from the Gra, that you have to be Sameach Bechalko in Ruchnias. You know, that's what he said. He quoted the Gra. That you're supposed to be Sameach Bechalko, but not Mistapik Bechalko. Mistapik Bechalko means it's good enough. No, I have 100 million, I would like 200 million. It's definitely not good. It's not good enough. I would like more. It doesn't hurt to have more. But if this is what I got, you're happy. This is gewaldig. So that's what he's upshot here, is that a person comes to above, even if you didn't do, you know you didn't do such a great job. But you still should be happy. Baruch Hashem, look what I accomplished. Accomplished so much. I got a mitzvah. But the Eved will have a Korban Eitzim this year. All because of me. With my help. You know, involvement. Everyone's involvement together. But the Eved will have it. That's also gewaldig. So it's also a tremendous simcha. That's the greatest simcha of all year. That was his shmooze. Okay. So I want to clarify it a little bit. Because for two reasons. One is I have to say something of my own. And two is, stop. Okay. L'chaira, this Yisrael is very strange. Right? First of all, the Menucha of the Kedusha, who's a Talmud of Chaya Velazhin, quotes this also from the Gra. And he says it beferish, not like this. You look at the last line of the Perek of Simon Chav Gimel. Says, Sarech liyo sameh pechalko, shesach ha-retorim ha-isim toivim, kivin sha'oysem b'chol koi chamut olav. Because he says the same idea. If let's say you wanted to have more, and you got, for whatever reason, you could only get a little bit. He says you should be happy. But he qualifies it because you did whatever you could do. In other words, I wanted to have a great year. Then I got sick. I could only learn half the year. Okay, so you should be happy. But he says, Kimin Sha'isa because Kochamutalaf. Now Zuckerman's whole gosh was, what if the guy didn't do a good job? What if they knew slacked off? That was his gasha. And he said, you gotta be happy. And that's what Rav Zuckerman used to say too. But the Beruch of Kedusha says, Beferish, that you only Sameh Pechelko when you do what you're supposed to do. Furthermore, Pashtus, this whole thing, is against a Rashi, which is not a Rashi, it's a Medrash. Right? We have that Smar Mokom number 2. Says, famous Rashi, why is the Menorah in Baloischa right after the end of Parshas Naso, which is the Karbanis? So Rashi says, the Shiroh Aaron Hanukkah Sanisiyim Chosha Daito Shoyim Oem B'Chanukah. In other words, Aaron was not invited to bring one of the Karbanis in Naso, in the Chanukah Mizbeach, Mishkan. The whole Shevet Levi was not invited. So Chosha Daito. So Kosh Baruch Hu told him, Shachol Godem Shalahem, Shahabda Madek Umedev Haneiris. And there's a machlokes Rishon what that means. I'm sure everyone knows. The Rashi, or I don't remember if Rashi, the Ramban brings the Medrash that somebody is saying means the Hash Menorim. Some people know it's the Menorah, the regular Menorah, and some people means it's the Menorah of Hanukkah. That's a famous Hanukkah Torah. But anyway, but the Maisa, look what happened. Aaron is doing everything. And it's not even because of him. Hashem doesn't invite him. It's not like he slacked off. He doesn't get invited to bring the Mizbeach, the Korban. Mistama, he also could have thought of the possibility that maybe I'm really ahead of everyone else. Just, you know, gotta give someone else a chance. But instead, what is his reaction? Chol Shadaito. Right? That sounds like a direct stira to Rav Zeide. Rav Zeide said, even if you know you slacked off, you got a mitzvah, you should be jumping for joy. Baruch Hashem, I did a mitzvah. Okay, I could have gotten more, but listen, but what I got is amazing. And here, Aaron has so many mitzvahs. He's doing it perfect. And one mitzvah he doesn't get, it's not even his fault. And he's walking around Chol Shadaito. Chol Shadaito sounds like he's, you know, not just upset, more than upset. Chol Shadaito means, you know, almost like couldn't get out of bed. I'm sure he could get out of bed, but, you know, like he feels weak from it. So it's a stira. So I think the answer, very Yisraelistic answer. I think it's very, very Yisraelistic. And you probably heard this answer already, but we'll say it anyway. There's one of these pages has it somewhere. At the end, the last page says it's a Ramah, which really gets into this Gemara and Tainus. Tainus says that Yom Kippur is one of the biggest Yom Tovim. So the way that he's a Ramah learns, I don't know whether going on the Gemara, but he says that I'm Motzah Yom Kippur. That Oichle Vishmeichem be Motzah Yom Kippur, the Havik Sas Yontif. In other words, it's a mitzvah. Motzah Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to be happy. You're supposed to even eat a little bit. Oichle Vishmeichem. Why are you supposed to be happy? Because you have Pitochen that Hashem forgave you. So I have a tremendous kasha. All the Bawi Musar talk about, you know, the Rav Yisrael's famous letter that when Edel came around, they were Oksu Plotzus. Right? Plotzus, I think that was the word. Anyone know the word? Plotzus, yeah, that's the word? That the people were walking out with, you know, with frightening and goose pimples and jumping, you know, they were so scared. You read all this story about how the Bawi Musar, Rav Yisrael says that today we don't have the year anymore. It used to be people were mamish walking around petrified. And they talk about Rav Yisrael, also that's what they say that the, you know, the famous story, Rav Yisrael said, how did he start the, one of the reasons he started the Musar movement, because he was walking to shul. It was Yom Kippur, I think, and so he asked someone what time it was, and the guy was, the tzaddik was so worried about his cheshbon hanefesh, and he couldn't answer him. And Rabbi Yisrael said, because you have Yiras Shamayim, I know, he's fake, you can't do me a chesed. But the guy was like, you know, so people, the tzaddikim, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, they were mamish, petrified. Come Yom Kippur, people were petrified. I'm sure at Nila, people are crying. Right? What are they petrified about? For sure you're going to get kapara. I don't know for sure. All of a sudden, Matzah Yom Kippur. Ah, for sure we got kapara. So then next year, what are you petrified again for next year? Like, it don't make sense. If everyone's for sure you're going to get kapara, so what are you scared about next year? If it comes Elul, you should know. Yeah, but don't worry, we'll get kapara. Right? It don't make sense. Matzah Yom Kippur, everyone's dancing. Hey, we got kapara. And an hour before Anita, everyone's crying hysterically. Woo! We got a bug there. A good bug? Anything good? Okay. All right. Anyway. Right? So what's pshat? So the answer is that they're both right. Obviously, there's a possibility you'll get kapara. And a possibility you won't get kapara. Not guaranteed. Or even if you get kapara, you'll get kapara in 80%, but 20% you won't get kapara. You know, there's some things you will, some things you won't. So the cup is half full and half empty. So it depends what you focus on. So this is the basic yesod of Musar that we said this many, many, many times, that Rav Yisrael says a yesod gadol, that a person is not intellectually honest. We're not consistent. We live in stiras. We sit and learn in yeshiva all day, and then at night we do who knows what averis. It's a stira. The way people are. People are walking stiras. He says, the Torah obligates you to be a stira. Rabbi Yisrael says, you're mechuyev when it comes to yourself, I don't need kavod. Kavod is silly, stupid. Taiva is, you know, you eat it 1 second and then it's over. When it comes to your friend, oh, I so much want to give you kavod. I so much want to give you pleasure. Oh, I went special and bought you an ice cream. He says, it's a stira. If kavod is garnished, then why do you want to give it to your friend? He says, yeah, it gotta be you, it's garnished. It gotta be him, you have to feel it's not garnished. It's a stira. He says, you're supposed to live in a stira. So Rav Yisrael says, anava. Anava means that you look at the guy, and the guy's older. Oh, I gotta respect him. He's older than me. He has so much more wisdom and so many more mitzvahs. You look at a guy who's younger than you. Oh, I gotta respect you. I have so many more averis than you. It's a stira. He says, yeah, you're right, it's a stira. Then he says, another is a stira. Someone likes my schmooze. Okay, anyway, so he says that a person is obligated to can live in a stira, and forget it, he's obligated to live in a stira. When the Torah wants you to be an anav, so you can go ahead and take the svara that works to be an anav. Torah wants you to give chesed to your friend, so you then when you're doing that, you focus this way. When you're talking with yourself, you focus this way. So that's on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, during Yom Kippur, you got to get yourself inspired. You got to daven with kavana. That's the call of the hour. The call. If you're going to think on Yom Kippur, yeah, I'll probably get kapara. You're not going to daven. So if I care, during Yom Kippur, you focus on who said I'm going to get forgiven. Even if I get forgiven, maybe it'll only be half. Maybe it'll only be a quarter, you know. Motzoi Yom Kippur, you focus on the other half. Wow, that was amazing. I got forgiven. Maybe not everything, but half. It's also gevaldik. Okay. So you change the focus. So the answer, I think, to Rav Zedel's question is, it all depends when. Sometimes you're supposed to get down on yourself. Because getting down on yourself, that's what Shiva had this line called brinkmanship. You know, you get down on yourself, that motivates you to really, you know, I'm a failure, I'm doing no good, I gotta make sure it's terrible, I did terrible in shir, I'm not learning, and I'm gonna show that Rebbe, I'll show him, you know, he thinks I'm no good, I'll show him, you know, whatever it is, and you get, sometimes you have to know yourself, but sometimes getting down on yourself can motivate you. And sometimes the best motivation is success breeds success. So what we hold, and this is Ashkaba, when is which? So one thing is for sure. At the end, you're always supposed to do success brings success. That's why we have a siyum. At the end, you finish a masechta. You don't say, oh, I finished it, but I didn't do a good job. When you get to an end, you're always supposed to be happy. During the year, it depends on the guy. Yeshiva did not hold too much of the down way, but you could depend. Maybe sometimes it is good. During the year, you can do it like Aaron. Aaron probably was faking himself out. He probably also knew he was probably great. You know, fake it, but in the focus, the odds are that, Aaron could have figured out that he's probably pretty good and Hashem has a cheshbon, and it doesn't mean, but instead he decided to focus. Oy vey, it must be something wrong with me. Everybody else got invited to the party except for me. Must be to something I'm terrible. Oy vey. You were appointed Kohen Gadol? I don't know, Kasha. But must be that I'm no good and I got to do tshuva and I got to. But that was a way to motivate himself. But when you get to the end, that's what really here, this Rav, I found this in Beis Kelm. Simcha gedoyra shesiyamnu hazman b'chinuch tov lefi arkeinu. Av ki yehoyetzor yos harbe yotov. Even if you know you could have been better. On them, av emzamat yeshem nismo kol dem nisiyat. Before you leave, you got to be happy. Right? So this is the rule. At the end, you always got to be happy. Because the end is setting the stage for the next year. And if you walk out, when you're happy this year, then you're going to be motivated for next year. If you end the year with, oh, I didn't do well this year. maybe in the next minute, so I'll do better tomorrow. But it's not for a year. For one day, you say, oh, I'm not doing well. Okay, I got to jump back. But at the end of the year, I think that's the right hashgafa. The end of the year, and that's shot in Tu B'Av, and that's shot in the Altar in Kelm, and that's shot in Yom Kippur. Right? So those are all ends. Tu B'Av was an end. They finished the mitzvah. The Kelm here is an end. And Motzoi Yom Kippur is the end. Right, so when you get to the end, you got to walk out happy. Before you get to the end, okay, you want to play tricks on yourself, you want to go ahead and tell yourself you're no good, it depends. I don't think Rashiva recommended it, but okay, you think it's going to work, fine. But at the end, even if you don't think you did a good job, but you got to focus on the positive. Just because, and there always is a positive. Right? That's what he says. He says, Beferish. Av ki yotzarech lios harbe yotzer tayv, right? He says it beferesh, Rav Zayid those things. Even if you felt it should have been much, much better, but you accomplished a lot, you got to be happy. I brought here this sefer, this is Rav Zaitchik's sefer, Me'oyres HaGadolim. So he brings that the altar was very much in being happy. He was very much, the Rashiva does, I don't know if he would be so careful, so big fan of the other way. So he brings, just for the record, this is stories about the different Gedolim. So he brings on the altar that Kuf Lamed Hey, that the altar was very much that there should be a Ruach Toiva Vavira Shel Simcha. He says, on Yontif for sure, and on Shabbos for sure. There was always a lot of singing in the yeshiva. But even during the weekend, Rashiva told us, there was a very big gadol in the yeshiva who regretfully died relatively young from Salbaka. His name was Rav Kaplan, Rav Avram Kaplan, I think his name was. He became the Rashiva in Germany. He died relatively young, maybe in his 30s, I don't know. He was supposed to be like one of the biggest, best guys in yeshiva. So Rashiva told us that he used to make up songs and Rav David would make the tunes to the songs. He would write the poems. He was poetic. He would write poetic lyrics and Rav David would make the tunes. And we went in Israel, we went to see a certain gadol. His name was Rav Avram Grzinski, the same name as the Mashgiach of Sobaka. He was his nephew. So we went to visit him. We found his sefer with his address, and we decided to go visit him one day. I went to Rabbi Grumblatt, and he told us that he remembered Rav David from Europe. Rav David left Europe in 27, but he remembered him from Europe. And he said that if you didn't know better, you would have thought Rav David was a Letz, because he was always smiling. He's always smiling. He looks like a Letz. He's always smiling. But anyway, so the Reshiva was definitely a very big fan of the Simcha approach, right? And the famous story that when Rav Simcha, when Rav Chaim Wasserman came to America, and he stayed at the Rav David's house, the Reshiva, Rav David told the Reshiva that you should know everything that Rav Chaim does comes from the Chafetz Chaim, except for one thing: he doesn't smile. That's not from the Chafetz Chaim. Which means Rav David is saying, and you shouldn't do that, you know, that's wrong. Okay, it was a machlokes. I went to ask Rav Simcha why his father never smiled. He said he doesn't know. But Simcha Wasserman was a very big smiling person. He was always very happy. But anyway, but the Maisa, but during the year, you know, the seems the yeshiva's approach is we also use Simcha most of the year. But theoretically, a person can use the approach of being down, we call it, the Rashid used with brinkmanship, that you know, you push the spring down and then it bounces up. But at the end, there's a very important thing. We see this from Zayda was saying, and that's what this sympathy so says, and that's what he said, poor Yom Kippur, when you get to an end, you gotta be happy. So therefore, what's the conclusion? Conclusion is, Baruch Hashem, we got to the end. Not there yet, but we're getting close. Right? Officially, the end is what, Wednesday? Thursday morning. Okay, some people, they want us to have a few extra days of learning, but that's not officially part of this man, right? That's off smart. we're not official. Okay, so officially, so it's just another few days. So we gotta leave with Baruch Hashem. We have to be very happy. You know, I think it was a very good year. Even the fact that with all the, you know, craziness of the, you know, I think the shit went okay with the Zoom, it went fine. All the craziness, I don't know about the other things, but you know, I think taken in consideration, I think we did pretty well, and we have to be very happy. Especially everyone who's here now, would be really very happy. So that's, and the happiness is a building block for next year, because when you feel Baruch Hashem, you did well, that's why, you know, then the next year you start on a high, because I know I have confidence, I can do it, I did well, accomplished, right? That's why at the end you have to end on a high, because when you end well, you begin the beginning, it starts with well. So that's what we have to focus on. Now at the end, you have to focus on how great you we are. Come Yom Kippur, you can focus on how bad you are. The great year, the Baruch Hashem we accomplished. We could have done better. Yeah, of course, okay. That's the human being. You can always do better. But you have to be happy with what you accomplished. Feel good about yourselves. And Baruch Hashem, that should help us, that we should have a next year also to be a great year. Okay. Shkayach. If someone wants to do me a favor, just to look up on the Miri in Moed Katan, if that other pshat, and Tainit, yeah. If just, maybe if you look at me, if you call, let me know. You let me know. If it's not there, I don't know. I remember there were two pshatim, but I don't remember who were the two pshatim. I don't know. But okay. All right, Yeshikaya.